Open your King James Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5 for our study number 31, please. This Bible study is titled 1 Timothy Study 31-Pure. Let us pray. Father, touch our hearts, our minds, our souls. Lord, help us to rightly divide the word of truth. Lord, help us not to add anything to or take anything away from the precious, unadulterated Word of God. Touch our listeners, touch our mouth, our voice, our mind, and we'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. Reading today in 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. In our last study, which was study number 30, we looked at the word charity in verse number 5. In this study, which is study number 31, we will look at the word pure, and then we will move on further into this verse 5 to the words pure heart. The word pure simply means chaste, innocent, unadulterated, unpolluted, untainted, clean, wholesome, are uncorrupted. This word means without corruption or without any kind of pollution. Pure is more than just being clean. Things can look good and look clean on the surface, but impure down deep inside. To be pure means to be without corruption all the way through. Purity is a cleansing through and through. We may clean the outside, but only God can clean the inside. We can whitewash the outside, but God has to wash us white on the inside. My prayer is for the Lord today to cleanse me without and within and make me what He wants me to be and use me as He wants to use me. The word pure is mentioned over 93 times in the Scriptures, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. I'm sure the way we look at the word pure is quite different than the way God looks at the word pure. The book of Exodus, the second book of the Bible of the Old Testament, uses the word pure more than all the other books of the Bible. The first mention of the word pure is found in Exodus chapter 25 in verse 11. And it reads, "And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, within and without, shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a crown of gold round about." Now we are the vessels of the Lord, according to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 through 21. The Bible said, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." Now we need to be clean vessels. I mean clean vessels. God expects us to be clean vessels. I've said for years in my preaching that God can use a flat vessel. He can use a large vessel. He can use a small vessel, a round vessel, a square vessel, a tall vessel, a short vessel, but He cannot and will not use a dirty vessel. We must be clean. God wants us to be clean. According to this scripture that we just read, we are to be a vessel of honor. We are to be a sanctified vessel and meet for the master's use. Meat here for the master means that we are to be profitable or useful to the master. We must be clean and usable. I can't stress that too much, or I can't stress that enough. Some can be clean and not willing to be used. We must be willing to be used along with being clean. God wants us clean. Now, Paul says in this verse also that we are to purge ourselves. That means that we are to be washed throughly and thoroughly and thoroughly and completely. Actually, we can't purge ourselves as per se. It will take the Lord to do that for us. He is in the cleansing business. Matthew chapter 8, verse number 3 said, "And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed." Now, leprosy is a type of sin. And on the surface, you could see it and see its destruction and its devastation. But you couldn't see what is on the inside. Now, the Lord reached beyond the surface and cleansed the root of the problem all the way through in the four accounts of the Gospels. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we find several instances where the Lord cleansed the leper. So I believe today he's the one that does the cleansing. We need to allow him to cleanse our hearts and make us pure and make us vessels that are usable for his glory and honor. Now going back a minute to our book in Exodus, from chapter 25 through the remainder of the book of Exodus, chapter 40, we find the construction of the tabernacle in the wilderness. This was the place that God ordained to meet with his people and commune with them. This is where God chose to dwell with the Israelites after he delivered them out of Egypt through the Passover. Now the Passover was the night that the Israelites killed the lamb for each household and sprinkled the blood on the doorpost and across the top of the door. All that were under the blood or had the blood applied were spared. They were spared that night when death came into Egypt to take the firstborn. That night Israel departed from Egypt. They were delivered. God took them out. This is a type of redemption through the blood of Christ by the grace of God. All that came through the blood that night were saved. They were born again. We likewise must come through the blood of Christ in order to be saved. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20 says, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say," Paul did, "whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." Now in Exodus chapter 25, Israel is instructed to build a tabernacle for God to meet his people in. The furniture that was placed in the tabernacle was to be made, overlaid, or covered with pure gold. Gold is typical of deity and represents divinity. The Ark of the Covenant was made of wood, and then it was overlaid with pure gold. The wood represents the humanity of Christ, or his fleshly life and fleshly ministry on this earth. He was all man when he was on this earth. Gold represents that Christ was all God. It puts the deity on him. He was both all God and all man at the same time when he walked upon this earth. Now, pure gold is gold that has been refined and has no impurities or imperfections in it at all. Pure gold is typical of God, who is sinless. He's pure. The mercy seat was pure gold. It wasn't overlaid. It was just a pure slab of gold. If you read these chapters in Exodus, you will see that all the pieces of furniture that were in the tabernacle are to be made to the specifications of God, and that lets us know that God is purity on display through these pieces of furniture. Now we will now give you some portions of scriptures concerning what God wanted to be made out of pure gold in the book of Exodus. In Exodus chapter 25, in verse number 17, this is a portion of that verse. It said, "And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold." Now notice the word pure. We're talking about pure in our study here today. God wants something pure. He wants you to be pure. He wants me to be pure. In Exodus chapter 25, in verse number 31, the same chapter, he says this, "And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold." You got that? Pure gold. Matter of fact, it was one piece of gold. And they beat it out into seven candlesticks, and it was made that way, manufactured that way. It was designed that way. But it was made out of one piece of pure gold. In Exodus chapter 25 and verse number 36, the Bible said their knops and their branches shall be of the same. And he's talking about how that to get the light and how that to get the branches of the candlestick. It said, all it shall be one beaten work of pure gold. Amen. God wants pure gold. In Exodus chapter 25 and verse 38, the Bible said, in the tongs thereof and the snuff dishes thereof shall be pure gold. Now that's what they used in the inside and in the service and the ministry of the tabernacle. In Exodus chapter 27 and verse number 20, God said, and thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. They is to bring pure oil. They is to make it the way it's supposed to be. And God gave them the ingredients and how to make it. God wants pure oil and pure gold. Then we go a little further. In Exodus chapter 28 and verse number 14, the Bible said, and two chains of pure gold at the ends, and they were working on the attire of the priest. And we won't have time to get into that today, but look this verse up and read the verses before it and after it. Exodus 28, verse 14. In Exodus chapter 28 and verse number 36, the Bible said, and thou shalt make a plate of pure gold and grave upon it like the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. Now this had to do with all the materials to go into the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 30 and verse 23 says, take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels. Exodus 30 and 34, these sweet spices, it says, with pure frankincense of each shall there be a like weight. Now you remember this, we talk about pure gold, we talk about pure myrrh here, and pure frankincense. Do you remember when the wise men came, they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and laid it at the feet of the Lord Jesus. In Exodus chapter 39 and verse 25, it said, and they made bells of pure gold. That went in the garments, that was for the robes of the priest. In Exodus chapter 39 and verse number 30, and they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold and wrote upon it a writing like the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. Now, for a series of studies on the tabernacle, email us at kjv1611@windstream.net and we'll give you a complete set free. Now, I want to talk about the Word of God for a minute. The Bible goes into this and tells us that God does not use any imperfections. He wants things that are pure. The words of God are pure, as seen in Psalm 12. The Bible said in verse number 6 and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Psalm 19 and verse 8 says, the statutes of the Lord are right. Now, statutes are the word of God. Rejoice in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Psalm 119 and verse 140 said, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5 says, every word of God is pure. Now, talking about heaven just for a minute, the Bible said in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 18, and the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. Now, we're talking about heaven and where we're going to go one day. Revelation 21:21 said, and the gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Revelation 22:1 said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Now James talks about something else pure. He said, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. So God likes things that are pure. Now we hope this lesson, number 31, has been a blessing and encouragement and a help to your soul. Allow the Holy Spirit to let it all soak in and change your life. If you want to learn more about our ministry, go to Google and type in Pastor Dennis Dills and follow the leads. We'd like to hear from you. God bless you. Amen and amen.